I'm talking with Josh Middleton, vocalist and guitarist from UK metalers Silosis. Hi Josh, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you, yeah.
Good, okay. Right, so first of all, we must talk about your upcoming fourth album, Dormant Heart, which is due out in January. How's the band feeling about it?
Yeah, very excited. It's been a long time coming in terms of when we started recording, which was back in March, earlier this year, and it won't be out till January, so it's been a long... obviously all the music was written well before March, so we've sort of been sat on it for quite some time.
Yeah.
Not been able to release it, so we're just very, sort of, you know, excited to finally let people hear it.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so you've been posting various album teaser videos in the run-up, obviously, to the release. But for people that don't know, can you tell me a bit more about the content of the album and what the fans can expect?
I think generally it's just a bit darker and a bit heavier. I think I was always like a big fan of Pantera growing up, and they, to me, just kept getting heavier and heavier. It was so exciting to get their album home and, you know, and just be reassured that they're not just going to sell out and start, you know, writing cheesy pop metal ballads and stuff. So, in the same sort of way, we've just, you know, making sure that we're staying true to what we do and just put out the heaviest album we can. But at the same time, it's a lot darker. There's a bit more sort of atmosphere in there. And at the same time, it is a bit more varied in terms of, it's not all really, really fast. There's a bit more sort of groove and variation in there. And there's still melody, and the closing track is probably one of the most melodic things we've done, which is like a sort of like a 70s prog rock song. But
Right, sounds good.
But yeah, it's more varied, but generally it's just got a very dark, sort of ominous feel to it, I think.
Okay, and is it right you've done a Smashing Pumpkins cover as well for it?
Just a bonus track, so I don't reckon that probably won't be available in the UK. Normally it goes to Japan, like the bonus tracks,
but yeah,
it might be on iTunes or something like that.
Right, I'm sure people will be able to get hold of it, yeah. So what prompted you to do that one then? You're a big fan?
I was, yeah, when I was younger, when I first started playing guitar, you know, in like the mid-90s and stuff, so... they were pretty popular back then.
We did
a cover for the Radio 1 Made of Bale session we did last year. I don't know if we had to do a cover or we just thought it would be interesting to do a cover, but
yeah,
we chose that one and then we figured we should just record it properly. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. So can you explain a bit more about the songwriting process for Silosis, from the ideas forming through to recording? What you go through as a band.
It's always like an ongoing process where we never set out time to, like, let's, you know, write the next album. It's always building ideas up all the time. So, like, well before Monolith came out, there were already a good few songs written for this new album, Dormant Heart. And, you know, as soon as we finished writing for this album, 2013, there's already music written for another album, so it's always just like a constant thing where we always have songs or just ideas just flowing around, and you never really want to rush it, so just the sooner you can get started and write new material and just let it evolve naturally and not force it or rush it, the better. So it's a constant process, and normally it's like I do a lot of the writing in front of the computer and stuff, and Bailey, however, the guitarist might send me some ideas, and normally we sort of demo things up, like, to, you know, as complete as we can, and then go into the rehearsal room and try and sort of, like, learn it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right, cool. So, onto the intriguing artwork with the sacrificial lamb and some kind of serpent creatures and a wolf. Can you give me some more insight into that?
It's obviously something to do with literally sacrificing lambs, like the sacrificial lambs, like a sort of just symbolic kind of symbol, I guess. And it's, you know, the album deals with sort of, not really sacrifice per se, but on the cover, there's like this, the woman's obviously sacrificing a lamb, and there's a, like an ominous figure in the background, which is supposed to be sort of imposing and you know, sort of being forced, or thinking that you're forced to do things you don't really have to, or just conform to certain things just because it's just, you know, tradition, or it's how you were brought up, instead of, you know, just thinking for yourself. So that's what that sort of relates to. And some of the other inlay imagery, so there's a wolf and like serpents with an eye, it's just more just symbolic, really. It's just they sort of tie into some of the lyrics in the other songs, but nothing too meaningful, really. There's the sort of imagery that is, you know, in those songs. I mean, like the song Mercy, there's like a sample of some wolves at the start, which is the only real reason there's a wolf image in the inlay, but so yeah, nothing too thought out, just for the inlay images. But the front cover, like I said, that one's got a bit more sort of context and meaning behind it.
Yeah, so do you have to work closely with the artist, or do you just give them a few ideas and let them get on with it?
No, I'm a bit of a pain, I think, with artists, because I draw and paint myself, and I'd love to do our art and stuff, but I just would probably get too stressed or put too much pressure on myself.
Yeah.
But because I know what I want and I can sort of see it in my head, I sort of I'm probably really annoying for artists to work with, because I keep going, oh, could you change this to this and make this? I give them like detailed sketches first and everything, but they definitely get their own. So I mean, it's half and half, really, like 50-50 on it. But I mean, yeah, the guy did it. It goes under the name of Bonfire Art. But yeah, he did an amazing job. Didn't
yeah,
really have to go back and forth too much. He sort of nailed it from the beginning, really.
Yeah, that's great. So do you have much time for drawing then, and painting as an artist yourself? Do you
I do, actually. Yeah, I try and do artwork for bands as much as I can, because obviously we still all sort of need to have day jobs. And I'm really trying to, yeah, just do that, really, do what I can to sort of try and make a living.
Great.
Because, you know, we don't really make any money from Trilosis, so we still need to try and think of ways to earn money. So, like, Bailey is a website designer based at Carl, does Xbox games testing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do, like, a artwork for bands and stuff like that. So I do it quite a lot, but it's just I just haven't been too keen on the idea of doing the Silosis artwork yet.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that might come in the future.
Maybe, yeah. I'd love to.
Okay. Right, so we'll move on. Obviously, you've had a major change in the band with your long-time drummer, Rob Callard, leaving, and Ali Richardson from Bleed Within stepping in. So what kind of difference has that made within the band and the dynamics? Has it made much change?
It's definitely a positive change, yeah. It definitely brings a lot more enthusiasm and eagerness, and he's a really good drummer. I mean, we're still good friends with Rob, but at the same time, we could sort of see it coming. Like, I just wasn't too, too bothered about it towards the end, and like it takes its toll, like the touring and you know, not making any money. So it was an understandable decision for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Ali joining, like, Ali's just such an enthusiastic drummer. Like, he's always playing and writing drum parts and stuff, and been really professional as well at the same time, like on tour and everything, as much as he's your average kind of drinking Scotsman. But he saves it for after the gig, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, don't want a drunk drummer on stage. Okay, that's great. So you toured with Devil Driver and Bleed From Within earlier this year. What kind of plans have you got after the album release in January?
we're trying to do just as much touring as possible, really. Nothing's quite set in stone yet. So we'll try and do something in the UK and Europe first, I'd imagine. And then, I don't know, just see where else we can go. Probably go back to America. I think we're going to go to Japan. I'd love to go back to Australia, but we're not too sure yet. So nothing. We won't be touring probably till like February, March, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then I guess it'll be festivals coming up towards the summer
as
well.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing as many of them as we can, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right, also, you were recently endorsed by ESP Guitars. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I actually got in touch with them. I was sort of nagging them for a little while, to be honest, to endorse me, just because I needed some new guitars. But, it's great. I really like the sort of classic vintage style sort of guitars and stuff, but I missed having, like, more modern sort of playability of the ESP. So, I got in touch with them, and, I'm really excited to be with them. So, I've just been getting used to playing them at home, and, like I say, it was me chasing them down. So if anyone hears me going on and raving about ESP guitars, it's not because they're making me, it's because I'm the one that went after them.
Yeah. Okay. And you've also started giving online guitar lessons. How's that going?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I've done a good few now. A lot of people seem to want to, because, you know, it's completely up to the person what they want to learn, and a lot of them seem to be after more like sort of songwriting tips and ideas and how I approach writing. It's been really fun, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, great. It seems to be the way things are going these days, isn't it? A lot of musicians seem to do that, so.
Yeah, definitely. It does help.
Yeah, great. Okay, I've got a question from Amanda in the UK. She would like to know, what was the inspiration behind the cover art for the Edge of the Earth album? She's very curious about it.
That was some of the concept album about this guy living out in the middle of nowhere in obscurity for an entire lifetime. So essentially what it sort of relates to, really, just some guy in the middle of nowhere, just at one with nature, I guess.
Okay. Great, I'll pass that one on. So, from now until January, is there anything particular coming up for the band while you're waiting for the release?
There'll be another single going up, another video track, which, I don't know, hopefully that'll be up before, in the next few weeks, I think, so, I'm looking forward to having another song online. We did it so, like, Mercy, the first video that went up, was, like, one of the more straightforward songs, and, you know, the label always, and management always have a big say in what song, what singles you choose, because you have to go with the most straightforward or melodic ones, and then we did the second trailer that went up a couple of days ago to just make sure everyone realises that it's still going to be very heavy, probably the heaviest album we've done, and then the next one's probably going to be just like I say, because it's videos and single tracks, the label and, like I say, management always like to just leave the most straightforward and melodic ones to go up, so we save that one for last, because it's a little bit, like I say, more straightforward and more of a melodic song.
Yeah.
So we didn't want our fans to panic and think that we're just starting to go all slow and melodic. I'm still really proud of that song. It's definitely not like some cheesy pop metal anthem or anything like that, so it's still really dark. And the videos, I think the video's been banned by YouTube, so...
Oh, really?
So it's not, definitely not, too commercial.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Okay, so, and then of course it's coming up to Christmas. What do you like to do for Christmas? Do you have some relaxing time?
Nothing really. I just like to stay at home and just sit on the sofa.
Yeah.
really don't like just anything at Christmas. I love being at home. The worst thing is when we're on tour, not last year, but the 2 years prior to that, we were on tour in America and we only would finish the tour like on the 21st or 22nd of December.
Right.
And doesn't leave much time in the build-up to Christmas, so it's nice this year, we're just going to be at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. Okay. Right, so to finish off, would you like to leave a message for your fans?
Yeah, just thanks for all the support in this last year, especially last year we had a bit of a big car accident crash that a lot of our fans really helped us support-wise. We did some T-shirts and stuff. But, just the continual support just keeps us doing what we do. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, thank you ever so much for your time, and good luck with the album release.
Cool, thank you very much.
Thank you.